Hello, my friends. Favor is my name, and on behalf of Warrior Woman Ministry, I would like to thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I hope and pray that you are blessed, and I want to just encourage you to share this podcast with your friends and family and everybody out there, maybe on your platforms. I'm sure a lot of people will be blessed. I hope and pray also that you are all doing all right. For you who is not fine, kindly write to us, subscribe to our website, write to us and let us know how we can be praying with you. Okay, do not go through this life alone. We are here to stand with you in prayer and in any other way that the Lord will allow us. Kindly write to us, and we will be waiting for your prayer requests as we go ahead to share with you guys what the Lord has been, you know, communicating to us. Now, today is a beautiful, beautiful day. Why? Because God's word brings us comfort. And today's scripture comes from Psalms chapter 119 from verse 49 to 50. Remember the word of your servant, upon which you have caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. Lately, it seems like everyone is going through something that they are not even able to explain. If they are able to explain it, it's really, you know, it sounds so big. Not that it just sounds so big, but it's a really huge thing that you feel like, as a person, I can't even help, you know. If it is not sickness, it is anxiety, it is luck, or it's fear, or something. And this could be happening to almost everyone. Could be what is to come next, especially with all the prices, you know, fluctuating and taking place worldwide, whatever is taking place worldwide. If it's not fuel, it's food, and the list goes on and on. Now, in today's podcast, I want to encourage each one of us through this scripture. Let us remind God of his word to us, you know. If there's a word that they have given you, maybe like a prophet of the Lord, a pastor, someone has prophesied in your life, or the Lord himself has kept giving you these words. And you know, like, there are times when you see these scriptures, like almost you see one scripture everywhere. That's the Lord trying to communicate to you, to give you comfort. Now, this is a time when we need to remind God of his word. I personally have been fasting for some days, and I have been asking God for a word because of the things that have been going on around me. When God gives us a word, it brings hope and comfort to us many times, you know. But many a times we are also supposed to remind God of his word when fear sneaks in and our lives and brings anxiety. And we have, I mean, that's the time that we have to remind God of his words to us. Now, not just the word, but the promises, because there are so many promises that we have in the Bible that we can use to remind God of his word. Not that God ever forgets his promise or his word, or is unmindful of his word, but so it seems when he delays the accomplishment of it. And many times we have felt like God has given us a word, but it takes a bit longer, and you are waiting and waiting. And some of you out there are probably in a time where you just want to give up. I just want to encourage you guys, do not give up yet. Do not give up at such a time as this, because the Lord is on his way. And when unbelief prevails and doubts arise in your life, and our faith or your faith in God starts to decline, we don't have a clear view of God's promise, especially physically, or comfortable assurance of its being performed. Yet when God gave us a word, it gave us hope. We received it in faith and hoped and waited for its accomplishment, for its manifestation in the physical. It would be all in vain for us if the promise were remembered to all others if it did not come true to ourselves. But there is no fear, for the Lord has never forgotten a single promise to a single believer. I have never heard of that. So today I come to you to pray with you, to remind God of His word and promise to you. And I am sure many of you have received prophecies, and you ask yourself, will it ever happen? You know, just like Sarah, you know, received the word of her giving birth. It took so long for that promise to come to pass, but God definitely came through. He came through and fulfilled His word upon her life. Many of you read God's word, and you keep asking yourself if there will be such a time when you see this word come to pass in your life. Now, God, having given grace to you, okay, to hope in this promise, in the promises of the Lord, which come, many of them come from the scriptures, the same God who has given you that grace to hope in those promises would surely never disappoint that hope. God cannot have caused us to hope without cause. If we hope upon His word, okay, we have a sure basis of our gracious Lord, that He would never mock us by exciting false hopes. I will repeat again. If we hope upon God's word, we have a sure basis that our gracious Lord would never mock us by exciting false hopes. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. Hence the petition of immediate remembrance of the cheering word. It is written in the scriptures. Remember, our great master or father will not forget His own servants, His children, nor disappoint the expectation which He Himself has raised, because we are the Lord's, and endeavor to remember His word by obeying it. We may be sure that He thinks upon His own children and remember His own promise by making good. During this period, we have got to remember that God's word had faithfully and powerfully brought us life in the past, which then gives us comfort in the present affliction and gives us strength to keep waiting patiently for Him. Now, when we look at Psalms chapter 138, verse 2, the Bible says that, "I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name." The Lord magnified His word above His name, meaning that His word is truth. His word is strong. He will fulfill His word. Okay? And then it is also written in Isaiah 40, verse 31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up the wing with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." The Lord needs us to wait, because He is there to give us the strength. Also, note that the general principle here is about patience. God blesses us with strength in our trials, just as Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 to 10. "Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" My friends, this scripture makes me wonder that how many of us would actually be content in our weaknesses, in our insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. The natural way of responding to all these things is sometimes to cry out, sometimes to fear, sometimes to, you know, be anxious. But the truth is, the Bible tells us to be content because the grace is sufficient for us. For God's power is made perfect in these weaknesses. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, one more thing I want to share. This month being a Sivan, the third month of the Hebrew year 5782, it is a month of awakening and boldness to speak forth the oracles of God. It is a month connecting our speech to our walk. In other words, what you decree has to match your walk. If you don't walk it out, the decree will not help. I encourage you to go ahead and call into existence what you want to see on your path according to the word of the Lord upon your life. The word that the Lord has given you before, as you make him remember, I encourage you to speak forth that word, because in this season we are going to see those things manifest physically in the name of Jesus. You see, that a person is justified by works, not by faith alone. And we find that in James chapter 2 from verse 24 to 26. And in the same way was not also Rahab, the prostitute, justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. Wow, that, what a revelation. For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, and so also faith apart from works is dead. This is so interesting. Rahab's faith was the basis of her justification before God. She demonstrated the reality of her saving faith when at great personal risk, she protected the messengers of God in Joshua chapter 2, verse 4. Is there anything that you have to do to be able to justify your faith? Before we even go ahead to ask God to remember his promise to us, can we try to remember what he has asked us to do in the past? There are opportunities presented to us each passing day which may appear as a risk, just like in the times of Rahab. But those opportunities are what will actually lead us into being blessed by God to the point of saving our lives, just like Rahab's life. And not only hers, but her whole entire family was saved because of her act of faith. Today, what is your act of faith? Is it giving to the poor? Is it giving into a ministry? Is it giving into an anointing or a word? Is it going out there and be able to serve in your community? I encourage you to take a good risk, because this could save your life tomorrow. It could be fasting and prayer, intense fasting and prayer. Now, I know that in the Western world, not many of the people know how to fast. And that's okay. That is why this time you could actually do something out of the ordinary, so that you can cause God's heart to move on your behalf and for him to remember your word. See, when we looked at Rahab, her life was changed. Her life and her family's lives were all saved because of her act of faith. Remember what we have read in James 2, 24 to 26. For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, if my body has no spirit of mine, I am dead. That's how everyone dies. And so with faith apart from works is also dead. In other words, whatever you say, walk it out in faith. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Thank you, my friends, again for listening in. I hope that you have been blessed. And I hope that you will be able to share this podcast with all your friends and family. Share the video, share the audio. Let everyone be blessed by these words of that come straight from the Lord's mouth. Now let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you so much for today. We want to thank you for each and every person listening in, Lord. Lord, first of all, we ask for your forgiveness, Lord, my God. Whatever that we were supposed to do, whatever we promised to do to for it, for your work, for your kingdom, that we've not been able to do up to today. Father, awaken us, Lord, King of Glory. Bring to remembrance those things, oh God, in our minds. And forgive us, Lord, for the procrastination, for the disobedience. Forgive us, Lord, and may there be a cleansing of the blood of Jesus upon each one of them that are listening in today, Lord. I ask, Lord, King of Glory, that you remember your word upon them, Lord. You remember your promise upon your children, because we are your heritage, my God. I ask that in the name of Jesus, that you build our faith so that we can be able to walk what we speak, O Lord, or declare. Lord, I ask that in the name of Jesus, my God and King, that your children, that you will remember your word, King of Glory, that brings hope to them. You remember your word, my God, King of Glory, that causes us to hope. Remember your word, Lord, King of Glory, for this is our comfort in our affliction, my God, that your word has given to us life. Father, I ask that, Lord, King of Glory, whoever has not received a word from you, that even through this podcast, you will give them a word, and that they will, it will be fruitful in their lives in the name of Jesus. I ask for everyone's, whoever is listening in, that you will give them comfort in this period, Lord. I ask for grace. Your grace is sufficient for us, Lord, in everything that we do, in every surrounding, in every way. Lord, I pray for grace, that your grace shall be sufficient to them even as they wait on you. I pray for strength. I speak strength in their bodies in the name of Jesus, O God, King of Glory. May there be total healing from anxiety and fear of the future, Lord, in spite of the things that are going on around us, the price fluctuations, bills to pay, Lord, King of Glory. None of that is bigger than you, because you're such a big awesome God. Father, we give you glory, we give you all the praise, in the mighty name of Jesus I have prayed. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, my friends, for listening in. I always enjoy bringing the word of the Lord and, you know, talking to you guys and being able to break it down as the Holy Spirit leads me. Now, I encourage you guys to continue to share this podcast with your friends and write to us, for you who needs prayer. It is something that you need to talk about, that you cannot talk to your church leaders or friends or anyone. Just write to us and let us know how we can be praying with you. For those of you who want to give into this ministry, like I said in the beginning, we reach out to the rural areas, to the single moms and the widows and their children. I encourage you guys to give in into this ministry, especially if you have been blessed by these words, by the messages that come through in this podcast and in our teachings. I encourage you to give in and let so that the word of the Lord shall move farther than it already is. In the name of Jesus, I know that the Lord will bless you. I pray for the blessing of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob over your life, whoever you who is listening in, and to you who hopes to give to this ministry. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may his face shine upon you. I love you all. Goodbye.